The New Channel. The New Channel. Hashtag TNC Now.
The views, opinions, and insights expressed in the following shows are those of the host, producers, guests, and viewers. They do not necessarily reflect the position of the channel. Viewer discretion is advised.
Hello and welcome to The New Channel. Our passion transforms a community that sees and shares all things new. I'm Frances Bauer, your host, and this is Design Your Life.
Do you like to watch and live vicariously through others' family lives, travels, relationships, passions? This show is here to encourage you to go beyond just dreaming. We'll show you some things that'll stretch your beliefs, and you'll meet some people whose real-world experiences and perspectives just might help you figure out how to go after the life you want, and maybe even break some mental barriers you didn't realize you had. This is Design Your Life with Frances Bauer.
Most people believe that with aging comes chronic aches and pains, less energy, reduced range of motion, and with that, reduced mobility. This belief about aging is something that our guest today refuses to subscribe to and was able to defy in his own life. He now helps others do the same. Joining us from Phoenix, Arizona, please welcome Mr. Arnie Fonseca Jr. Hello, Arnie.
Frances. Thank you, Frances. I appreciate you and for this opportunity and to hopefully share with your audience some ideas about what I'm now calling bulletproof aging. Because we want to get not just better, but we want to become bulletproof as we get older. That's the idea.
Bulletproof. I love that. That's not normally a term that people consider goes with aging.
No, usually it's right? Usually they're thinking about slowing down and gliding to a stop or resting and, you know, put your feet up and you know what? That's fine. Mm-hmm. But that's not the way I want to live my life.
So you're not one that wants to just take it easy on the way.
No, you know why? Because we're only here for a set amount of time anyways. So you might as well live your life, because what I've seen is that most people are my age already dead. They just haven't made it official yet. So we want to kind of push past that and do things like, but it all starts, it really starts mental. And then it starts physical. But to get to the mental, you gotta start with the physical, because movement will get us to start thinking better. Because most people are so sick and in pain that they lose their drive, their motivation. So we gotta get people moving first, feeling better, and then they start to think better. And then we can start the process of becoming bulletproof. But we got to get healthy first.
Got to get healthy. I see. So is that kind of the struggle that you had as you hit your 60s, or from what I understand? Tell us a little bit about your journey.
Not really. I was blessed. I mean, the place I'm at right now was started by a gentleman who was my coach 50 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And now I train him every morning. He's going to be 83 next week.
Wow.
And so this has been, this has just been ingrained in my spirit. And he taught me to get up early, get it done. And then the rest of the day is for your family and for your job. So I've just, it's, if I'm not getting up and going to the gym, it doesn't feel right. And even when I'm on vacation, I'm still, I was on vacation this past weekend and I still had stuff up there that I could do to work on my, some mobility and some things that I'm working on. So, so I've been blessed in that respect, but I did have, really bad knee pain about, 14 years ago, 15 years ago. And I really didn't know how to solve it. And so I finally, and I was still competing, but I ran into a gentleman that helped me to learn, started me. He was one of my mentors on learning about what I teach now, about becoming bulletproof, because it starts with getting back in alignment. And just like our lives, most of our lives get out of alignment, they hurt. When your body gets out of alignment, it hurts. So we have to get back in alignment after we identify what's out of alignment, obviously. And then we, once we get things lined up, then we can start the bulletproofing, strengthening process. So to answer your question, yes, I was solving my own, I was what they saw, itching my, my itch. And that led into what I'm doing now about pre-COVID, because I had a guy that that was a coach friend, and he said, why don't you go back into the gym and start working with people? And that was right, that was when COVID started, because it was, to me, it was a disaster, because it really affected, I was doing work in nursing homes and retirement centers, and I couldn't go in there. And so I wanted to do this pain thing. So I had been working on it and I put it together and it, I put it together and it worked. Cause I had been doing it for about a year prior. And, it worked. So, I thought, well, why don't I just share it with other people? And so I, it just worked. Started with knee pain, back pain, and then it, any pain. Even what I'm doing right now with my ankle, I'm doing stuff with my feet, and because it's all related. So when people come to me and they say, "Hey, Arnie, get my elbows hurting," or my, you know, I just add it into the mix, and we just solve problems. Because as we get older, things fall apart, and then we have to put them back in what they do, and then people can move in a better pattern. Because most people, as they get older, Francis, they get out, like I said, out of alignment. And so, like for me, 15 years ago, my hip, my knee was out of alignment. I remember the first time I came down here, I was helping the gentleman that was running the place. With he had like 200 kids here, and I was limping around because my knee was killing me. But I hadn't figured out how to. I had not figured out the alignment issue yet. It normally would just solve itself, but I was 50 years old. And when you're 50 and now 60 and now, you know, mid 60s, things don't just solve themselves. You got to kind of nudge it along a little bit and help it to get, because that's where we're at now in our society, because now we have the medical community is just saying, oh, we'll just fix it for you. And they're either giving you a pill, so they're getting you addicted to pain medication, or they're just cutting it out. And so they're doing surgeries. There's very little treatment anymore. Because people don't have time for that. The medical community doesn't have time for that. So you're not going to get that. You're not going to get that kind of TLC anymore. You're going to get a surgery or a pill.
You know, one thing I noticed, Arnie, I'm just super fascinated by this because it's so counterintuitive. And maybe I'm receiving this wrong. I don't know. Correct me, please. But you're using motion to counter pain.
Correct.
And that just to me sounds like, you know, when you're in pain, people normally think, oh, I shouldn't move
it's
it.
Paradoxical. Yeah, it's paradox. It's definitely a paradox.
Yeah.
Because they tell you to rest.
Yes. Pop a pill.
And sometimes you do that too. Yeah, but if what you're doing causes excruciating pain, well, you don't do that. But for the most, you find things you can do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you move, you walk, you raise your arms. Like you probably have seen Tony Robbins doing things. He gets people up and dancing and moving their arms in between. And I first learned that even because I got into Tony Robbins about 15 years ago, but I went to a conference that I spoke at. It was a running conference. And one of the speakers, right before I went, she had everybody move in a circle, and then she had people get up and move and do different things. And I thought that was very clever.
Mm-hmm.
And so afterwards, I said, wow, I want to learn more from what you're doing. She goes, no, I want to learn from you, you know, what you're doing. And so there's a lot to learn here. But that was the first conference that I had gone to where somebody had worked in movement as part of it to kind of get people moving and feeling better and stuff like that. It's becoming more and more common now.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's so good to hear.
But it works.
So this bulletproof aging keeps coming up. Can you tell us a little bit more about what that is?
Because what that means is that, you know, I do the Grand Canyon, let's say, but somebody in their mid 60s may just want to play with their grandkids, may want to have to get off the ground. They want to prevent themselves from falling, or if they do fall, from breaking something. Like I have a client, he's 78, and he falls more than he should because he hikes a lot. But he never breaks anything.
Oh,
he never breaks anything.
So he has good bone density, I suppose? Or
absolutely. Your bone density improves. Yeah. Your balance improves. I would like him to get better. All these things improve with exercise, especially as we get older, and especially for women. And I try to get women to jump more. Actually, there's somebody here. Oh, there she is. There's a lady here who's amazing. And she just got back from a mission trip. And she's doing things that most set people in their late 70s can't even do. Running and pulling heavy sleds and all these kind of things and traveling. That's being bulletproof because you're not afraid to move and play and get on the ground and bounce around a little bit and live your life. You know, most people in their 60s and 70s and 80s are afraid to, you know, and their family's afraid. The family doesn't want to do anything. They don't want mom and dad to, you know, they want to wrap them in bubble wrap and protect them because they don't want to deal with the problem if they do break something, right?
It's true.
I deal with families all the time. And then
you're like, stop babying dad.
Then they start to lose this motivation here as you're older because they can't do anything. That's not living.
I see. Yeah, it definitely isn't. And, you know, this is one of the reasons why I was just so amazed by the work that you do, watching you online on your Facebook page, seeing the things, the changes that you're helping people do in their lives, where most people would just resign themselves to a life of, you know, your stroke, you know, you have stroke.
Yeah, the stroke patients who are, worse than that, Francis, let's say the dementia, because I've worked with dementia for a long time. And in Parkinson's, let's say Parkinson's dementia, most families would let that go. Mom and dad get it, put them away somewhere, and glide path down, die. But it doesn't have to be that way. I mean, if that person deserves the right to finish strong. And if there's a financial ability or whatever ability to work hard and do things, eat better so they can live better, why not? Not just because I can help that person do it, but why not? It doesn't make any sense to me. Just because somebody comes down with something like that, what if they can overcome and have 5, 6, 7, 10 more years of joy. What's wrong with that? But I've seen families that when they saw somebody getting better, they stopped it because they started seeing the money that they were going to lose versus the joy that mom and dad was going to have. So I see that a lot, but what I'm, the message I'm trying to get to you today in your audience is that if you start now, whether you're 30, 40, 50, 60, or my age, mm-hmm. I started a long time ago mm-hmm. because I've been working with older people now for almost 40 years.
Wow.
So I told myself I wanted to prevent that. And now people ask me, what are you going to do, Arnie? And I go, what do you mean? Well, because you're working with all these people. And I go, I got to find me.
Mm.
I have to find someone like me. So when I'm in my, somebody asked me last night what I was, you know, one of my goals is to be able to do the Grand Canyon with my 20-year-old grandkids.
Mm.
I'm 80. Get it?
I'm 80, yeah.
So I've got to stay with strong enough that I can do. Bye, Janet. There she goes. That lady's amazing. Tell me. So, but I've got to stay fit enough, strong enough that I can guide them on their Grand Canyon trip. Because I'm going to be doing stuff with them, playing, and that takes a lot of work, Francis. Most people aren't going to do that. Mm-hmm. Now, if you know, you've heard Simon Sinek and all these guys talk about that. Why? That why is powerful. Mm-hmm. Because if you have a reason to get healthy, you will.
Mm-hmm.
I've run into people when they lose that desire to get healthy because of a death in the family, family problems, job problem, mm-hmm. whatever. There goes that desire, that motivation, that inspiration to get healthy. Just like I do a lot of work in the recovery world, mm-hmm. And there's a lot of sadness there. And so one of the first things that goes is people's health because they lose that desire to take care of themselves, to eat well because of depression. And right now we're dealing with so much depression in our and anxiety in our world. And mm-hmm. I think most of that is due to just poor eating and lack of exercise. And it affects right here first.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it starts with the body. Get it? It starts with... If you're not taking care of this thing, then it affects this thing. So mm-hmm. it's working together here. But you can, I've seen people solve the issue with the brain within a month by just eating better.
Wow.
1 month.
That's amazing.
It is amazing. Just by eating that's better. How fast. That's amazing. Yeah, but that's how much control we have until we don't. See, when you lose control of this because of dementia or Parkinson's or some other neurological situation, it's over. Unless you have a family or somebody in their family finds somebody like me mm-hmm. that wants to help you. It's over.
Wow. Yeah.
You go to one of these retirement places, you go to one of these care centers, you're going to eat garbage food, processed yeah. food. You're not going to yeah. get better. You're not going to get better. I have a friend. I have two friends in the valley here. They have 12 care homes together.
Wow.
And both of them are sending people home because they've changed the food. And they work with dementia. Wow.
That's amazing.
Dale Bredesen's doing the same thing out of UCLA in San Diego right now. But you're not going to hear any of this stuff on the news.
Oh, gosh, no. Of course not.
So the mind is a big part of bulletproof aging.
Mm-hmm.
The mind. And if you don't have a healthy mind, it's over.
So it all starts up here, huh?
Really does. But backing up, movement uh-huh. gets us feeling better so we can start to work on this.
Mm.
Yeah.
I see. So we've got, I actually had the team download a couple of videos from your Facebook profile. Well, we're going to cue that up right quick. Sure. And I want you to kind of tell us what's going on in these videos. And tell us a little bit, give us a little bit of a background on, you know, the condition that that particular person is working on improving, why they're, you know, they need help once we get that queued up. Danny, can you cue those videos up for us, please? Here we go.
All right.
Tell us about this person.
That guy, that's a C4 quadriplegic. Incomplete. He's incomplete. And there's a big difference between complete and incomplete. But a quad, many quads are incomplete. And so he came to see me, and he had some leg movement, but nobody had encouraged him to walk. So he was at a conference that we were given at my place. This is when I had my clinic. And I talked to him afterwards, and I said, what do you want? He goes, I want to walk. I said, okay, can you move? And he goes, yeah. And so I used to get in trouble around the valley here because people were telling other people that, oh, Arnie's the guy that tells everybody they can walk. No, I don't. If somebody can move, mm-hmm. I don't tell them they can't walk. Mm-hmm. But if he's one, and he worked his butt off to be able to stand. And then he started to move because I used to use harnesses and that prowler thing, which we still use here. And so mm-hmm. against pressure, we can against pressure with those kind of paralysis, you can really do a lot of things. Either way, I got that guy. He could walk. I mean, this was years ago, but he's still walking. But wow. He's a C4 quadriplegic, he can walk.
What does that mean, Arnie, for those for
level four of your thoracic, of your cervical vertebrae? He had an injury from a motorcycle accident.
Mm-hmm.
And so he had paralysis from the neck down. He had paralysis in both arms, all the way down into both legs.
Wow.
But he can walk. So what do you think that does to his life? A little different, right?
Yeah, most definitely. My goodness.
Out of a car, he can go in an airplane without a wheelchair. He can, there's a lot of things he can do. Now, is he moving perfectly? No, but he's still married. He's got a pretty good life. And, I mean, that's a pretty big thing, but he got there with a dream, and he ran into a crazy person like me that said, let's go. I didn't tell him no. Everybody else up to that point had told him no. Said, you're a quad, you're not going to be able to walk.
Wow.
I didn't tell him no.
I see. And so, I guess just like people around the valley, I would be a little concerned about spreading false hope. So you're so long as they
yeah,
can move,
but I don't
hope
believe in that term.
Can you still work, or is that?
I don't believe in that because hope is what it is. Hope is having only positive mm-hmm. expectations. So people like to use that, honestly, because they're lazy. They like to say false hope because they're lazy. See, when I put a dream in somebody's head, that's a dream. Now, if we want to put overalls on that dream and go to work, let's go to work. There's no, I don't believe in false hope. I think that's just what a lot of the medical people use because they're lazy. And this is my big ongoing fight to. So if there's any PTs or medical people that are hearing this right now, you're probably going to piss you off, but that's okay because I do it all the time anyways. But I just think they're lazy. And a lot of times it's not their fault. They're in a system that creates laziness because they're legality. So they're in a tough situation. I treat everybody like an athlete. I treat everybody like they're playing in the soccer, football, basketball match. You know, if you treat somebody special, you're going to get a special person. If you treat somebody like they're 90 years old, that's what you're going to get. I treat everybody special. Like we're all going to get better. And some don't. And that's okay. But you know what? You're not going to know unless you go, right?
Absolutely.
Not going to know.
Absolutely. Wow, Arnie. So I pulled up yet another video from your Facebook page. I hope you don't mind. And they're all fine with it. I mean, the fact that you've already posted these. we're going to get that up. Here we go. Bone on bone. Isn't this someone that would have been referred for surgery, Arnie?
Yeah. course.
Tell us about.
But I do a lot of. Everybody's bone on bone. I'm bone on bone. Bone on bone is very common. It's to me, it's a term that people like to, doctors like to throw around. It's an easy way to get somebody to commit to the surgery. But most people, if they get back in alignment and they strengthen, the joints will kind of resurface themselves through a natural process of healing. Not saying that cartilage is going to regrow. I'm not going to say that, but mm-hmm. They took my cartilage out 45 years ago. So 47 years ago. So, something happened to my knee, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. But if it's strong enough and you build muscle around it, you build those tendons and ligaments, there's no telling what you can do. So bone on bone, if you're somebody that's hearing this and you've been told that, get another opinion, talk to me, and try some things before. You can always do surgery, always. Mm-hmm. But most people that do surgery, I have a friend in Atlanta who has a clinic, and he says, Arnie, 1 year post-surgery joints, 100% of the people that come through here have an increased BMI. That means they gain weight, they're unfit, they're unhealthy. Mm-hmm. So you right. tell me. I don't know. I've never been a big fan. Now, I get it. Some people, they got to have it, you know, from a serious situation, especially if they've had a lot of accidents. But to me, most joint surgeries are very unnecessary. I have a good friend. He had a hip done 3 years mm-hmm. ago. He used to run with the kids and do all this stuff. He doesn't run anymore. He works out, but he doesn't run anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And he's 10 years younger than I am.
Gosh.
So what's good? So that's fine. I mean, look, and I'm not telling anybody not to do it. But again, I already told you that doctors and physical therapists and medical people aren't going to like hearing an interview like this because it exposes what they're doing. And I'm not saying they're bad people. They do what they do. I do what I do. But don't come at me and tell me that what I'm doing is not right. I'm giving people their lives back. I'm giving people energy and vitality and health and fitness. And at the end of the day, if they have nothing left, they can have surgery.
Sure. I mean, there are some people that will just say, just give me a pill. Just
yep. do what oh, yeah. you got to do. All day long. But we were told that by a president here in our country 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. We don't need to do that. Just give them a pill. I'm sorry, but that started this whole downward spiral that we're in right now where the medical mm-hmm. community is just writing scripts now. You don't go to the mm-hmm. doctor anymore for treatment. You go to the doctor for pills. Now, there are some good doctors out there. I have some great friends that are doctors. But mm-hmm. the vast majority are writing you a script, and you're going there for that. And you can get in trouble if you don't write a script for a certain diagnosis. Mm. You can be sued. So there you go.
Mm-hmm. So you're talking about going to the Grand Canyon, Arnie. You're 64. I'm 43. And currently, that is not something I would think of doing at my current fitness level or lack right. thereof.
Right.
How does someone like me? And so it just makes me go, oh, my gosh, what am I going to look like in 20 years? What can I do to bulletproof myself?
Well, what you can do is what you're doing right now is mm-hmm. start talking about it and mm-hmm. then start doing something about it. So mm-hmm. you start with. You know, at your age, moving, making sure you're moving. Mm-hmm. As a female, I would be doing some weight strengthening mm-hmm. movements. I would be doing some jumping to strengthen your bones, some lifting exercises that are appropriate for you. I would mm-hmm. start eating better. I would start, you know, getting rid of the processed foods in your diet. I would definitely mm-hmm. start eating more protein.
Processed food.
I would start eating more protein. And then okay. and then when you have a goal, what might be a 5K or the Grand Canyon, then you train appropriately. You prepare just like anything else. You don't become what you became as a financial person by just winging it. You prepare
yeah.
and you do the homework. And then before you know it, you're doing one mountain. Then you're doing two mountains. Then you're doing five mountains. And then you go, you know, maybe I can do the Grand Canyon. And but you start with one mountain. And then you work your way up. It's like anything else. But you got to be healthy and fit mm-hmm. first. If you okay. don't get to, so at 43, get healthy. and you look healthy, and then get fit. And I don't know, I mean, I haven't seen you do any push-ups or jumping jacks yet. So you get healthy and fit, and then if you have a goal, great. If you don't have a goal, maybe your goal is just to be healthy and fit. That's good. Have energy, more vitality. Have a better, you know, have a healthy mind. You know, that's a lot.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah.
Okay. That, because it is a concern for me. I have a 3-year-old child. I'm 43 with a 3-year-old. And so I'm going to be, you know,
yeah, you
I want to be able to be active. I want to be able to play basketball with him when he's, you know, big
enough. I was just with the 3-year-old all weekend. Believe me, I'm tired.
So much energy for such tiny bodies.
Oh, my goodness.
And so, gosh.
Worn so, out.
One, maybe I got two last questions for you, and yeah, we'll wrap up. I wanted to ask you, you have this tagline, be your own expert. What is that supposed to mean?
Well, everything I just told you, you cannot rely on the medical community to save your life. Well, let me back up. That's about the only thing they can do.
Help you not die.
No, they can save your life, and then you're on your own. I'll bring you a quick story. Mm-hmm. Over 20 years ago, my son was in the emergency room after a traumatic accident. Mm-hmm. His doctor was sitting next to me. His doctor. His wife worked at that hospital. And you know what he said to me?
Mm.
He leaned over, kind of nudged me with his elbow, and he goes, "So, Arnie, what are you going to do next?" And I'm looking straight ahead. I go, "I'm not sure." He goes, "Because you know it falls apart really quickly right here at this, right after this." And I go, "I know." That was in 2001.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Francis, do you think it's gotten any better? No.
I hope so. No,
it has not got any better. It has not got any better. It's gotten worse. So if you don't become your expert, if you don't do your homework with Google, they hate Google. Medical community hates Google, but you know, I'm not a big fan of Google, but I'm a fan of information. So you have to be smart. You have to look into what's the right way to eat for yourself, the right way to train, the right people to talk to, the right experts to talk to. You've got to get smart. You have got to become your own expert. Too many people walk into a doctor's office or some other medical professional's office, and they are sheep, and it's a mess. And I, you know, don't get me started on a lot of different things here, but if you are not your own expert, you're in trouble, especially in 2024. You're in trouble. You have to become the expert in yourself. You have to become your expert in how to eat, how to exercise, how to take care of yourself, how to think.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you have to surround yourself with better people than yourself that you can trust. And trust is behavior over time. Too many people put trust in the people they don't even know.
Yeah.
That's a mess. And right now, as I look outside in my community, if I go to any store, Walmart, any places, I see nothing but unhealthy people.
Mm.
Even the place I'm at right now, it should be packed full of people, but it's not. It's too hard. You know, it's too cold. It's too hot. It's too this. It's too that. It's too hard to eat good. It's a lot easier to slide into McDonald's and get a hamburger and be done with it.
Yeah. I'm guilty.
Even with the little 3-year-olds, it breaks my heart when I see little 3-year-olds eating garbage because their parents don't even know how to cook healthy foods.
That's horrible. It
breaks my heart. But that's where we're at.
I see.
So my job is to do what I can do in my right here, talking to you or whatever else I do, and living by example and being active. So if I can get a little bit of attention from doing the Grand Canyon or doing crazy stuff and saying, why is that? What's going on with that guy? You know, then I've done my job.
That's beautiful. Yeah. I mean, and every time we see somebody like you doing these physical feats, accomplishing these physical feats, it most definitely gets attention. I had a friend who, she's 65 and just did Mount Kilimanjaro. And we were all
it's on my
list. I was not even.
It's on my list. I'm working with a client today who had a stroke and he did Kilimanjaro.
My goodness.
Yeah.
After the stroke, right?
Yeah. No. No, he had a stroke. Yeah. He did it before the stroke. He's just recently
before the stroke. Okay.
Yeah. That'd be even better if he did it after, but
I know. Yeah, it totally would. So Arnie, who are the kinds of people that should get a hold of you, should connect with you to better their lives, to design their lives beyond their current status?
Well, Francis, thank you. Great question. Anybody that's dealing with pain, especially chronic pain, stuff that they're just sick and tired of, they might be taking pain medication, they might be contemplating a joint replacement surgery, or they might just be stuck and don't know what to do. They may be obese, morbidly obese, and don't know where to start. They may have some severe physical challenges, maybe neurological challenges. Maybe they had a stroke years ago, or maybe they're potentially dealing with some dementia, or maybe they have family members that are dealing with dementia or other kind of neurological problems, or family members that are challenged with physical limitations, paralysis. I mean, there's a guy here that I've been working with for almost a year now who had paralyzed his arm in a massage accident, and now he's able to lift his arm over his head. And he can lift weights now with these little weights over his head now, and he can lift dumbbells over his head. And you know, and a year ago, he was a 58-year-old retired firefighter who couldn't use his arm.
My goodness.
And he's a father and a grandfather. That's a mess. And if I can get, those are the kind of people that come to me, people that have issues, people that have challenges. I mean, it's one thing if you want to get fit, that's fine. I can do that too. But my number one patient, clients or people that have challenges that are tough, and they want answers, and they want programs, and they want guidance, and they want a coach that can guide them and show them where all the rocks are and all the holes are, that they can get them across that challenge that's in front of them, that river that's in front of them that may seem like an ocean, and can bring them to a place that they can have life again, just like that guy walking with the pushing that sled, you know. He's out living his life, man. And the firefighter who's a drummer in a band and all these guys with challenges, they have life. They have their own Grand Canyon.
Mm.
You know, the Grand Canyon is a big place. It's a scary place. but so is life. But so is life. Mm-hmm. It could be a relationship that seems like the Grand Canyon. You know, it could be an injury, a back injury, or a hip injury, or a knee injury that seems like the Grand Canyon, because they don't know what to do. They don't know who to trust. Maybe just have some questions. You know, I'd love to answer questions. And do you mind if I give out my phone number, Francis?
Oh, please do. I was going to have a way to put your form in the
comments.
Yeah,
the best way to get a hold of me, if you can, call me. You can call me at 602-390-9144. You can probably WhatsApp me too. I'm not sure where your audience is mostly located, but you can.
But you do online coaching as well,
yeah,
right? That was my next thing.
Yeah, I do
how,
both.
How does that work?
Well, I have to teach you what to do.
Okay.
I teach you what to do. I send you videos. We do videos. We work together, and we hand in glove. We work together, and we get it done. So yeah, it's online or in person if you're here in the area here. I've had people come in from different places to meet with me here in Phoenix. And then we get it done. You know, we get it done. I have to teach you what to do first. But you can call me. You can go to Facebook. You can go to Instagram. I'm on LinkedIn as well. You can message me. You can call me. I think I said Instagram, yeah. And
we'll drop all that in the comments section.
Yeah, I'd love to help you out. And Francis, I really appreciate your opportunity here. And I appreciate what you're doing for your audience as well, bringing in crazy people like me to share some different ideas. Because, you know, years ago, we used to call people like me gurus, you know, like, and I'm not sure I think it's just more wisdom with age and just doing a lot of stuff, and and just figuring stuff out along the way. And some stuff works, some stuff doesn't. You just keep trying. And you know, I've gotten better. I used to be accused of ready, fire, aim. Now I'm getting better at aiming. So yeah, but I appreciate the opportunity.
I love that. Well, thank you for taking the time to be with us. And it's morning your time, Arnie, yeah. All the way from Phoenix, Arizona. Excuse me. So anyhow,
thank you
for watching, folks. I'm your host, Frances Bauer, streaming from San Mateo, California, with our guest, Arnie Fonseca, out of Phoenix, Arizona. Thanks for watching.
Ang ubo, mabilis lumala, kaya dapat agapan. Dapat Neosomix Advanced Syrup. May 2x zinc para ang ubo, imbis na lumala, tulungang mabilis mawala. Neosomix Advanced Syrup.
Unilab yan.
Ang 40D, tumutulong patibayan ng vital organs, iwas sakit sa puso at iba pang sakit.